we present Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Barry Took in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, we're delighted to welcome back to Two Battle with our three regular contestants, Barry Took. And just to remind you all that I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject, which is on the card in front of me, if they can do so. And we'll begin the show this week with Clement Freud. A nice subject for you, Clement. Pâté. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Pâté is what builders use to affix glass into window frames, and if they use Vaseline, the whole thing is totally pointless because it falls out. Pronounced differently, like pâté, which often has a circumflex over the A and an accent aigu alongside the E, it is a mass of meat often held together with egg, flavored with onion, and as often as not, herbaceously...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of often.
Yes.
I was copying it all down. I was...
Yes. Barry was in a rush.
No, he wasn't going to be very interesting.
Derek, I agree with your challenge.
It was quite interesting up to there, but it was flagging a bit,
I thought it was flagging a bit.
Well, it's a good thing that he challenged, wasn't it? Yes. So let us let Derek have a go now. Derek, you get a point for a correct challenge, and there are 31 seconds on pâté or pâté starting now.
I was standing in Glen Iris, which is in Melbourne, in the state of Victoria in Australia, when this man came up to me and said, "Hello, Derek, would you like to see my little pâté? She's a lovely Sheila." And I said, "That's a very odd thing to say. How can your pâté be a lady of that name?" He said, "No, you don't quite understand me, Mr. Nemo." Got more polite by this time. He said, "I have this dear little pâté. I want you to come back to my house and have a tube of Foster's with me and some nice...
Clement.
Repetition.
Repetition. So, Clement, with 2 seconds to go, you have pâté once again starting now.
Black or white peppercorns.
The whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud who, of course, has the lead as a result at the end of that round. Peter Jones, will you take the second round? And the subject is My Secret Method. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, of course, the more people I tell about it, the lesser secret it will be. So I'm not really going to divulge very much, except that I have been using it for many, many years.
Oh, Clement Freud got in first again. I now to know what your challenge was, Clement.
Many, many
years. Yes, I mean, I know it was obvious, but we must want to be sure. I clear with your challenge, Clement. You have 44 seconds on My Secret Method, starting now.
My secret method is to get 1/2 pound of minced pork, 6 ounces of fresh ground veal, and...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Deviation is not secret because he revealed it in the last question.
When he was making his pâté. Didn't actually say this. He just gave some of the ingredients that are in a pâté.
Well, it's no longer secret, then, is it? Was it?
No, he's about to give his secret method of pâté, as I understood it. I don't think it was a justified challenge. A very good attempt, but I'm not going to grant it. No, Clement, you have a point for an incorrect challenge, and you continue with 37 seconds on My Secret Method, starting now.
To which I pour a nameless ingredient. Place it in an oven of indeterminate temperature and bake it for a period of time which I'm not prepared to divulge at this moment. Many of my best friends consider it the finest meal they have ever eaten because vegetables, fish, rice, fruit, as well as condiments and spices and a hint of sulfuric acid. The oven is...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Origin of oven and the hesitation. As well.
Yes, yes. Well, you can't have them both. You can't have 2 points. There was a hesitation after the sulfuric acid, and who wouldn't? But I agree with your first challenge anyway, Derek. So you have 4 seconds for My Secret Method starting now.
My secret method to keep the bum on my buzzer. I meant to say the buzzer on my buzzer. My bum on my buzzer, not my bum on my fuzz. I'm so sorry. I had that erased from the brain.
Good job. All I can say...
If my mum is listening, can I please apologise?
All I can say is that in just a minute, sometimes you get these little slips and the truth comes out. And Barry took, I'm delighted to say, challenged. And so, Barry, what was the challenge?
I've forgotten in the welter of apology.
Deviation. Everything except repetition, but considering what he was talking about, he wasn't very far behind.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Barry, you have a point for a correct challenge, and you have 2 seconds left on my secret method starting now.
My secret method is silence.
Barry Took was then speaking when the whistle went. He gained the extra point. He's moved into second place alongside Derek Nimmo, and Clement Freud is still in the lead, and Peter Jones is trailing. Barry, would you begin the next round, please? The subject, making the most of it. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
When I first appeared on this programme, I was intensely delighted by it, and I thought, I shall be making the most of it as a broadcaster. I know that was a fairly literate thing to say, but I felt deeply and passionately that this was my great moment in broadcasting. Many years ago, I sat on this humble stage.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of broadcasting.
Yes. Yeah. No, broadcast and broadcasting.
He said broadcast and broadcasting.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, right. Yes.
So he has a point.
Yes, he did.
For
he did.
Yeah.
Challenge. Yes. Yes, I remember
it
clearly.
Next to him.
Yes. 41 seconds left on making the most of it, Barry, starting now.
Workers...
Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Oh, you rotten thing. Barry Took has another point because he hasn't been with us as long as you, and there are 39 seconds for making the most of it, starting now. Ah! Pimmer challenged.
Well, hesitation, and he's been here a bit longer now.
Not only that, his hesitation was a bit longer, too. Any trouble is, it's not fair to Clement Freud if I give you a point for that, so probably...
I don't mind you upsetting Clement Freud. It's got nothing to do with me. Upset him as much as you like.
I don't want to upset the audience, and they might start...
I know you're frightened of Clement Freud.
I'm not a bit frightened of them, no.
He was at school with Clement Freud.
The fairest thing to do...
He's always been frightened of Clement Freud. I don't blame him. I'd be frightened of Clement Freud, wouldn't you?
So as to make it equally fair between you two tough contestants, Derek and Clement, that I will do the same as I did last time Barry was with us. I gave a point against you and Clement for Barry, so I'll do the same again. Barry has another point, and he keeps the subject of making the most of it, and this is the last time, Barry, that I'm going to be so lenient. There are 37 seconds on making the most of it, Barry, starting now.
When I first mounted this podium back in 1951...
Oh, don't be, yes.
Repetition of when he first... When he first stood on the stage.
Yes, and when he first stood on the stage. That is a perfectly good
apologize.
And clever challenge. There are 36 seconds now with you, Derek, on making the most of it starting now.
If you get a point in this game, you really have to make the most of it, because they're pretty hard to come by tonight, I can tell you. Well, you've got a loaded, bigoted chairman sitting there, all puffed up with vanity, holding in his hand his arm. Now, if you have a look, not very interesting, really. You should see what he's got down there underneath the table, a bottle of gin. I'm not surprised. He's making the most of it. Every now and again, you think he's drinking water, not a bit of it. A quick swig he does, and needs it, you know. Gone his brain, gone a bit soft. It's age, really. 65. My father was at school with him, he knows. And tries to play juveniles all the time, because he's making the most of it, mind you. It won't last much longer.
In spite of the things he said, I'm tempted to give him 2 points, because it really was a magnificent little dissertation, wasn't it? Derek.
Ooh.
Oh, you've just gone ahead. Let's move, put you back one, shall we, and start the next round with Clement Freud. We've heard enough from you for a bit. Clement, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is Affairs of Consequence. That's a lovely subject, isn't it? Would you talk on it for 60 seconds, starting now?
I had no affairs of consequence before I was 15. But very soon after that date, I began to indulge in a fully half-hearted...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, I thought the hesitation was...
Yes, I agree about the hesitation. We're going to hear from you again, Derek, and there are 50 seconds.
I'm so sorry.
It was very understandable at that age.
Yes. Affairs of consequence, Derek, and there are 49 seconds left, starting now.
I would like, first of all, to make a public apology for speaking again. It's not...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
He's talking about, or he's meant to be talking about, affairs of consequence.
Well, that wasn't affair of consequence.
It's a totally irrelevant remark, which has got to be deviated.
No, he started off by saying, I do wish to apologise.
He wanted to make a public apology. Well, I want to make a party political broadcast, as a matter of fact.
I would like to have sung God Save the Queen. If we are going to stick to the subject.
He hadn't got time to really establish that he was deviating from the subject of affairs of consequence, because the apology might well have been to do with his first affair of consequence. So, Derek, you have another point, and there are 46 seconds on affairs of consequence starting now.
Affairs of consequence are often the consequence of affairs. This is a truism which I believe was spoken by my friend Smith round about 1942, and I wrote it down particularly because he was one of the green pack.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with the hesitation. Clement, you have 31 seconds now on affairs of consequence starting now.
The consequence in my affairs began with Mavis and moved smoothly through Gladys, via Stella, onto Mary, and across the board to Ursula, the latter lady being exceedingly angry about the whole thing and suing me for libel, also slander, although I'd never spoken disparagingly about her. But affairs of consequence are such that you come out of it shaking slightly at the knees, blushing to your eyebrows.
Lot of nonsense he does talk on occasions. But you kept going, Clem, and gained the extra point for speaking with the whistle went. You're now in the lead alongside Derek Nimmo at the end of that round. And Derek, would you begin the next round? The subject, old habits. Can you talk about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
Old habits are difficult to get rid of. Is a sort of rather boring truism that one hears from time to time.
Peter Jones is...
If it's boring, I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, really? what's the challenge?
Repetition of time.
Freud told him to say that. I saw him whisper it.
I know.
Rotten cheat, Freud. Oh. Slow on your buzzer, then you pass on the information. Rotten cheat.
That remains is that Peter still said it. So, repetition. Peter, you have 51 seconds on old habits starting now.
I've seen Derek himself wearing them from time to time on the television screen.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of time.
Yes,
to time.
From time to time.
Oh, yes.
46 seconds.
I think Freud told him that.
46 seconds, Derek. Old habits starting now.
One of the things about the Carmelites are the fascination of their habits.
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
One of the things has got to be is and not are.
Yes.
It's a deviation of grammar.
A deviation of grammar. That's what I call a tough one.
Well, it is a tough one, isn't it?
You have to keep going under stress and strain.
No,
very good.
It is tough, but it's accurate, so you get a point, and I'm allowed to make a comment.
It's a correct challenge.
What?
You mean it's correct?
It's correct,
oh, good.
But it's still tough. And there are 41 seconds.
You would make a great judge. You really would.
I'm not a judge. I don't set myself up as a judge. I'm a chairman, and he's got to be a very strange human being. 41 seconds.
May I second that motion?
And in just a minute, he's got to be a bit of a madman, too.
I once knew a judge at a wink, and everybody thought they were getting off lightly. And he used to go,
I sentence you, and we take them this place. To the place from where you were brought and sentenced to be whipped on the soles of your feet and that class of thing.
And I don't know why I mentioned that.
We were beginning to wonder too, Barry, but...
I think it's the heat. The heat and the zips.
Right, 41 seconds, Clement.
You're not allowed to mention flies on the BBC.
41 seconds, old habits. Clement, starting now.
I didn't begin old habits until I was 43, when I was mature and elderly enough to indulge in them, and a lot of pleasure they have given me to date. One of my most revolting old habits is the wearing of a shirt for a week or more at a time. But...
Derek, no. limo, Chalice?
Well, I mean, he, quite justifiably, he packed up, so hesitations.
Who wouldn't pack up to get that sort of reaction from the audience? Did you plant him there, Derek?
No, they could just smell him from there. That's all they want.
I was barracked by a laundrette operator.
Oh, the gentleman in the front row hasn't smiled until now, and you... Anyway, Derek, I agree with your old habits. I mean, I agree with your challenge, and you have the old habits back with you, and there are 18 seconds left, starting now.
When they received, via John of the Cross, the vision of the Blessed Scapula, they changed the colour and texture of their habits from white to brown. And
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of white. He mentioned white earlier on. He was talking about the...
The White Sepulchre, didn't he? Yes. That's right, yes.
White Peter. Sepulchre? I've not mentioned
the Carmelites.
Sepulchre.
The Carmelites, yes. Right. They were wearing the white things.
The white and brown. Yes. Always keep
when you were talking
white.
About the Carmelites, yes. You used the word white.
I gave up counting after about five.
Yeah. There are 7 seconds, Peter, with you on old habits, starting now.
And they can be very comforting as one nears the end of one's life and the shadows are lengthening.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Very tough challenge. Repetition of ones.
I'm not going to allow it. Oh, Peter well, Jones has
I thought
one...
you liked tough challenges, so you can say, that's a tough challenge. You would like to say that to impress the listeners.
1 second left, Peter, on
fierce,
old habits, starting
manly
now.
Manly game.
Very nice.
Well, Peter Jones got some well-deserved points at the end of that round, and he's moved forward, but he's still in fourth place. And Barry Took, will you begin the next round? The subject, the equator. Would you talk about that? 60 seconds, starting now.
Who was it that said, I can put a girdle round the earth in 40 minutes and make it 10 pounds lighter? I don't know the answer to that question, nor am I going to attempt to give you any rational explanation. The equator is the thing that circumnavigates. Is that the word I'm looking for? No, it isn't. But
Derek Nimmer has challenged. What is your challenge?
What? Various hesitations.
There was hesitation.
One or two repetitions.
Definitely, yes.
And a deal of deviation.
Yes.
You name it, it was.
All right. You have a point, because I only accept one of them. 40 seconds on the equator, Derek, starting now.
Well, of course, it's terribly hot, you know. I do like equatorial Africa. Now, when one is out there amongst those people with the shining skins, living in their little kraals with spears, there is a feeling of primitive man, I'm doing a Kenneth Williams, which terribly excites me. And somehow, when you sit around a fire at night with your little billy can, if you have one...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of little.
Yes. Clement, you have 18 seconds on the equator, starting now.
I first came across the equator when I walked from Dar es Salaam due east, and suddenly a notice was pinned...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
You can't come across the equator if you're right walking due east. Only if you're going southeast or northwest, you can then cross the equator. If you're going due east, you keep on going east and you can't get to the middle.
The equator is equidistant from the north and south poles. If you're going due east, you would never come near the equator. You'd be the same distance from it all
You'll
the way.
You'd keep on going round and round circles,
yes. Which I don't think you chance, were. So Derek Nimmer has a point, and there are 9 seconds on the equator starting now.
The first time that I crossed the line, there was jolly old King Neptune and the demon Bob, and I had my face covered with foam as we were there on the Mauritania.
Derek Nimmer, crossing the equator, gained an extra point, and he's taken the lead at the end of that round. And the subject now, Peter Jones, would you go on ping-pong? Would you talk about that? 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, this, of course, is the name for table tennis. I don't think it's very apt, really, because it's obviously meant to sound like the game as being played, but I think it would be better if it were referred to...
Derek Nimmer has challenged you.
A repetition of think.
Yes. Derek, you have the subject of ping-pong with 47 seconds, starting now.
When one looks at the state of the world and you see that America and China did not speak to one another for all those years, isn't it incredible when one realises the rapprochement...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of one.
When one...
Yes. All right, Peter, you have 34 seconds now on ping-pong, starting now.
Better if it had been called pong-pong. Because?
Clement Freud is trapped. And very apt that he should after his remark about the shirt.
Repetition.
What of?
Pong.
Pong is on the card.
No, ping pong is.
Ping pong is two words. And pong is one of the words on the card. He didn't say ping pong, but he repeated pong. And there's a bit of a niff around, so let's get on with it. And the subject is still with you, Peter. 30 seconds left, starting now.
And as Derek Nimmo was explaining to you, it was this great game played at a green table which brought these two nations...
Derek Nimmo has
done. Game.
I had not seen a game before.
Yes, you did, at the very beginning.
But right at the beginning, you talked about the game table tennis. Game.
Oh, you mean when I was talking before?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you meant this time.
Yes, but I was afraid it all counts, Peter, and I have to try and remember back. There are 20 seconds, Derek, on ping pong with you starting now.
I think it would be a very good idea if the game was called ping, ping, ping.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of think.
Yes, he did say think before, you're quite right. 18 seconds on ping pong with you, Clement, starting now.
Onomatopoeically, if it were called ping-ping-pong-pong instead of ping-pong...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes,
he gave up after ping-ping-pong-pong, ping-ping.
Well, he might. Yes. There are 12 seconds, Peter, for you with ping-pong starting now.
Actually, over there in this Oriental world, where it is indulged in frequently, night after day, there they...
I think he deserved that applause for managing to find the day after the night when you have to keep going after a phrase. Peter, you leapt forward at the end of that round, but I'm afraid you're still trailing a little behind Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo. Derek's still in the lead away, just ahead of Clement. Derek, will you begin the next round? The subject, cheers. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Cheers are something that one tends to hear in a football crowd or perhaps even in a theatre. Not, of course, in this one, because we're not really quite good enough to be rewarded with that particular kind of acclaim. Other times, in a pub, perhaps, you lift your cognac contained in a glass to your lips and there you say cheers to your jolly chums and they say, what a good old fruit. And then, of course, you have to pay the bill, which is the nasty disturbing part about the union we don't like very much. Mind you, it has been said that a cup of good cheers. Now, I use that word advisedly. Before I'm pulled up and told that I'm speaking ungrammatically, I would like to say that people do on Tuesdays in Lent say cheers. Now, why, you might ask? I'll tell you. Because if the pancake won't go round the right way...
Peter Jones has charged.
Alleviation.
Why?
He's reduced to talking about pancakes. He can't talk about cheers anymore. And now he's on about pancakes.
I would have inclined to agree with you, Peter.
You would?
Where does cheers got to do with pancakes turning round the right way?
I thought it was ping pong.
must have dozed off.
Well done. He was weak. Why don't you try saying good evening again? You got a point for it last time. There are 10 seconds, Peter, with you. Cheers, starting now.
And they can give heart to the person who is struggling in fourth position in any kind of competition. And
hooray! Thank you very
much. Hooray! The sound off.
Well, those ironic cheers from Derek Nimmo.
Were they ironic?
He was trying to convey that you were struggling in fourth place, but you're not. You were doing very well in third place. I'm afraid we have no more time to play, Justin Minutes. So let me give you the final score. Barry Took, who nobly came back after doing so well on his first visit to us, did quite well, but he did finish in fourth place behind Peter Jones, who leapt forward, but he didn't quite catch up Clement Freud, who was in second place, and who didn't ever quite catch Derek Nimmo, who was once again the winner of Just a Minute. So we do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.